In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Tuesday. This one is, I believe, the 4th of April. Good as always to have you along, everybody. I am going to read you a couple of brand names. You tell me what they have in common, all right? All right, here we go. Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Hyundai. Yes, they are all car companies, but that's not the point. Those three and at least 9 other companies are pulling their ads, either current spots or planned ad buys, from the most popular show in cable news, The O'Reilly Factor on Fox News. A New York Times investigation has found Fox paid out about $13 million to settle sexual harassment claims against O'Reilly, claims that O'Reilly, it has to be said, denies, but denials that are not appeasing the money people. Marketplace's Adrian Hill gets us going.
These days, U.S. consumers expect companies to do more than just sell them stuff. They want the businesses they buy from to stand for something. Merrick Masters is a professor at Wayne State University.
They care about their stands on the environment. They care about their stands on consumer issues. They care about their stands on workplace practices.
Consumers personalize their brands. They expect them to do the right thing by society, to have a purpose. It's not always been this way. Melissa Dodd is an advertising professor at the Nicholson School of Communication at the University of Central Florida.
The case used to be that people leaned on government to sort of legislate brands.
Now she says it's flipped.
We see the consumer leaning on the brands to sort of regulate government, or maybe in this case a celebrity with some power like Bill O'Reilly.
But before you think we've got a wholesale marketers versus the establishment revolution going on here, keep in mind the number of brands that have pulled out of the show is relatively small. According to iSpot TV, some 357 companies have run spots on the O'Reilly Factor during just the first quarter of this year, spending an estimated $46.9 million. Deb Freeman is chief strategy officer at the ad agency FCB New York.
You can't enter the fray just to be opportunistic.
Sneaking back on the air, if Fox doesn't make changes, is going to be hard for these brands that are pulling their ads. Because as much as some consumers want companies to take a stand, that stand's got to be authentic. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.